Welcome back, UFOFers and freaky fandomites, to another episode of the Fortress of Fandom podcast. The podcast where today two guys sit around to talk about nerdy stuff. I'm Garrett, and I'm joined by Rob Glasser of the Altered Universe, the podcast. Altered Universe, the podcast.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a mouthful.
It is. It's all right. It's mine's kind of a mouthful too. It's okay. That's all right. Our fans get to deal with it. I don't care.
That's true.
I've been on Rob's podcast a couple different times. So go check him out. Where are you? You're pretty much everywhere, aren't you? On like iTunes.
As far as I know, yeah, I am. I'm on all the main ones. A couple kind of small independent ones, but if you look it up, it'll probably list all the podcasts that I'm or all the apps you can find me on.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah. I'll plug you in the comments.
Yes. Stuff. Boy, I do that for you all the time. No, I'm just kidding.
Anyway, we're gonna do a little segment, new segment that we're going to call the Marvel Minute, where we're just going to talk, take a quick second, talk a little bit about Marvel and some of the stuff that's going on there. Kind of delve into some of the more finer details on certain things that we've discussed in brought up in the podcast and whatnot. Today we are going to kind of go over the details on the new Spidey deal between Marvel and Sony. So Rob, what have you looked into this new deal at all?
I'm first going to say told you so to everybody out there, because, you know, everybody was freaking out for nothing, which I think you and I talked about it too. I got the basics of it. As far as I know, he's got at least two more in the loop. With Marvel Studios, but I if you read deep into it, I feel like he's not going away anytime soon. I think they've come to a conclusion where they can make both sides work and make both sides happy.
Yeah, definitely they can. That was kind of my interpretation of it too. It's not anything permanent. It's not anything final right now. It's just to make both parties happy for the time being. So for those of you who don't know, the old deal consisted, so the old deal came about when, The Amazing Spider-Man 2 wasn't such a huge success. And Marvel was building up their universe and everything. They approached Sony and said, "Hey, let us use Spider-Man. You can keep the rights to him. We just want to use him for our universe." Because, you know, he is a very big part of Marvel. So the original deal consisted of 5 movies, Sony being the producer and distributor of those movies, and taking the majority of the profits. Marvel only took 5% of the movie profits, but had had the merchandising profits. They were over all of that. So not a bad deal for either party back then, especially in order to bring for Marvel to be able to bring Spider-Man into the MCU. I know there's been a lot of people who've enjoyed that. I was kind of on the fence with them for the first little bit, but the last Far From Home movie really solidified my opinion of him. I really like the way that Marvel was taking Spider-Man and Peter Parker. So what did you think about the first 5 movies with Spider-Man?
I definitely think a younger actor did much better than what they did in the past. I don't know. I have no issue with people in general, but again, it's the 90s versus now.
Yeah.
If Tom Holland was in the 90s version, it probably wouldn't do very well.
Yeah.
also, Tobey Maguire, I don't think is really a big deal anymore. So,
yeah,
you know, but I mean, as far as MCU standards go, it worked very well. You know, and it's like, I think we talked about, you know, with like, you know, Chris Evans not being Captain anymore, but still being Captain America, whatever. It's just, it's a matter of picking the right people to do it. And they pick the right people to do it. And that's what I think made it win. The plots are going to, for me, the plots are always going to be the same. There's nothing exciting because, you know, we both read the comic books, right? Mm-hmm. So we know the story. But if you visually give me something fun, then that's where my enjoyment's going to be. So they did well when it came to giving me what I wanted. But I always, like, I even went into Endgame and Infinity War knowing what was happening. It wasn't a shock.
Right.
Just because I've read the story, I've read the book. Right. So that's the only issue we have, is because we've already read the story. It's just like somebody who, you know, Star Wars or Harry Potter, you've read the stories, you know what's going to happen, you just want to make sure what happens works on the screen. Yeah. And usually it does.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I agree. I mean, it was it definitely, like I said, the first couple movies, they weren't, I don't know, I guess I had a hard time with them bringing in a high school Peter Parker into, you know, Civil War, being, you know, the fact that Peter Parker is, you know, in his 30s in Civil War. He's very much experienced in the comics at that point, but you know, they've, like I said, they've evolved the character really nicely, in my opinion, to where I feel happy, I feel comfortable with where they're going with it. And so the big, you know, the big cliffhanger at the end of Far From Home was kind of a shocker, and then, you know, it was like not even a week later that we get the news that Marvel and Sony are divorcing, and the child Peter Parker is going off with the one parent, you know, not to have visitation rights with the other parent. So,
I mean, honestly, I don't think I it might be all for show too. I mean, there's no way in hell either of them are going to lose.
No, definitely.
Use of him. They're both going to have him forever. It just matters of what they're going to do with him.
Yeah, that's right. As far as this new deal goes, though, it's, like I said, it seems a little temporary. It just seems like it's meant to appease both parties right now, until, you know, 5 years down the road, and when this new deal fades out, whatever. The new deal consists of two more movies within the MCU. One more Spider-Man movie, and one other movie that Marvel gets to decide. Sony is still, they'll still have their fingers in production, but Marvel will now produce 1/4 of the movies, and they will also get 1/4 of the profits. I didn't see anything concerning merchandise profits, so I assume that Marvel, Disney will still get those.
It's Disney. They're going to get all the goods.
I kind of figured. But Sony, they can also have Tom Holland for their movies, their Spider movies. I don't know what it's being called, but I'm calling it the Venomverse, that was started with Tom Hardy. And you know, next year we're getting Morbius movie with, as last I heard, it was still Jared Leto. So they're going to be able to incorporate Tom Holland Spider-Man into those movies. How would you feel about a Venomverse with Tom Holland Spider-Man? I mean, I there was a lot of people who had issue with a standalone Venom movie because there was no Spider-Man movie or Spider-Man character in it.
Well, I didn't even see the first one, which tells you what I feel about Venom. But I don't, you know, I've come to the conclusion generally that this business of media is not, they don't give you the whole story of what's happening, obviously. And the bigger the company, the worse it gets. Like I just heard the other day, you know, they're like, Disney is going to cancel The Simpsons. And I'm like, they're not going to cancel The Simpsons. That's Fox's best show. Plus they work with Fox. So why would they cancel The Simpsons? So there's all these, you know what I mean? Like there's all these things they say, and no offense to Sony, they're not a huge company when it comes to movies and TV.
Yeah.
What they're good for is video gaming. You know, and that's great. Like the amount of money they make off of PlayStation,
crazy.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But as far as, you know, as will I watch it if it comes out? Sure. Do I care for it? Not really. Do I feel like I'll probably watch the MCU Spider-Man over the other? Most likely. But, you know, I think it'll be an interesting idea for both sides. We'll just see what it looks like. If it's something that piques my interest, I'll go check it out. If it looks like a load of crap, I'm not going to waste my ticket money, or I'll just wait till it comes on HBO and watch it at home.
Right.
You know, so, you know, it is what it is. Sony will do what Sony wants to do. And if it goes well, good for them. If it doesn't, you know, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. So right. What are you going to do? Right. I mean, I'm not saying Marvel, Disney are perfect. Disney has crappy movies. Marvel makes crappy movies. Everybody makes crappy movies. It's just how you deal with it and how you go forward makes you a better company. Sony doesn't go forward well. Sony like whines and complains and then just makes more bad movies.
They either.
Except for, okay, I tell you about Men in Black was their best series, I think.
Yeah, that was a very
good Men in Black was good.
Except for the last one. The last one was all right. It was just okay.
Well, that was just them because they wanted to, you know.
Keep up the franchise going, see if they can start.
You want to, yeah, exactly. So we'll see what happens. I don't know.
Yep. Well, that's all we've got for today. That's our everything we've got on the Spider-Man deal so far. Thanks again, woo. Rob, for do you have something else?
Oh, I was just saying woohoo, like good stuff.
thanks again for joining us today. It's been crazy, like I said, our schedules and stuff. I'm glad we finally were able to get you on.
Oh, no, I get you. Yeah, no, I appreciate the invite. Hopefully I'll come back for more. And I know I got you coming back on mine. So, you know, we will never lose touch for that.
Definitely. All right. Thanks again. This has been Fortress of Fandom Podcast with your Marvel Minute featuring Rob Glasser of Altered Universe, the podcast. And with that, we will sign out and say Excelsior.
Excelsior.
Thanks for listening, UFOFers. Now it's time for some shameless plugs. Find us on Facebook in two different locations. First, our group, Fortress of Fandom. Come join our happy little family. Then, like our page, Fortress of Fandom Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at the FOF Pod. Email us with any questions or comments about the episode at thefof.pod@gmail.com. We are the official podcast of Sugar Glider Comics, written by Shelby Webb and her father, Jason. Check out their work at sugarglidercomics.com. That's sugarglidercomics, comics with an X.com. Music was written and provided by my brother, Hayden, at twostepcuts.com. Check him out for all of your music editing needs. If you're listening to this podcast, congratulations, you found us. Be sure to follow and subscribe. If you like the episode, share, like, and comment. It helps with our circulation and getting us recognized. And once again, thanks for listening. Tune in next time for more nerd news.